David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. I am so excited today because we have our very special guest. He is part of our podcast community. He has his own podcast on our channel. It is Coach Alex, and Coach Alex is a confidence coach, and he is just amazing at what he does. And today, he wants to talk about affirmation, when it works and when it doesn't, and talking about neuroplasticity. And he has a great website called Super Self Me. And you will love it. So look at the description box at the end of the channel, and you will see his website along with other information. And need I say more? We're gonna pass the plate over to Alex, and Alex is gonna talk about affirmations and why they work and why sometimes they don't work.
Hey Stacey,
how are you? Good. How are
Happy
you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
I'm good, thank you. So, today I wanted to kind of, I don't know what the right word is. Let's say take the veil off of a concept, which is actually the critical concept to all self-help, self-improvement, whether that's confidence or if we're talking about, I don't know, imposter syndrome, self-esteem, whatever it may be. And affirmations, which we talked about last time, affirmations are just one of a multitude of tools that you can use. But all these various tools rely on one very specific thing, which is neuroplasticity. In essence, neuroplasticity is how the brain gets wired, how it learns new things, which is really what we're interested in, right? Because if we're talking about self-improvement, self-help, what we want is to make a positive change.
Mm-hmm.
And really, almost anything you do comes down to neuroplasticity, right? Any habit, any behavior that can be physical or psychological, right? The physical version is, you can think about muscle memory, right? So neuroplasticity is responsible for muscle memory.
Right.
Neuroplasticity is responsible for thought patterns, whether they be negative or positive.
Right.
So neuroplasticity, really what it is it's basically a biological change in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to use a very simple example. When we were very little, we didn't know how to tie our shoelaces.
Right.
And obviously our parents taught us how to do it. They expected us to do it. They helped us when we needed help. And, you know, this was every morning before school or kindergarten, whatever it was. And we had to do it and we had to repeat it. So what happens is biologically in the brain, there are connections made.
Right.
And I'm going to make this super simple. There are connections made from one point in the brain to another.
Right.
Those connections, if we're talking about tying our shoelaces, they're mainly motor connections. As in, when I'm doing this activity, this is how I need the fingers to move. This is the appropriate movement, right? Psychologically, it's the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. If let's say you failed at something, doesn't matter what it is, you failed at something and you start going, I'm not good enough, I'm a failure.
Mm-hmm.
You make that connection. It's a biological connection that happens somewhere in the brain.
Right.
Now, the interesting thing is, those connections, you can think of them as, let's think of them as water,
mm-hmm.
right? So you do this physical activity or you have this one thought. Let's go with thoughts. You say to yourself, oh, I'm not good enough. You say it once, and it's kind of like, it's this tiny little connection made between two areas of the brain, and that's that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you repeat it and you repeat it again and you repeat it again and you repeat it again, that connection actually strengthens. So you can think of it as, imagine a tiny little stream. And the more you repeat that thought, the bigger that stream gets.
Right.
And eventually it becomes a river. And the more you repeat that thought, the bigger that river gets.
Right.
So now what happens is it's a big raging river and you really have no way out.
Right.
Right. So when you think back to that experience, or you're thinking about your place in life today, what your life looks like, it's now become automatic that you're going to think, I'm not good enough. Right. Because again, it is a raging river. You've repeated that mantra so many times that it's become the default. It's built in. Right. And this is, again, you can think of muscle memory, right? A golfer or a tennis player, right? They repeat their strokes endlessly, hundreds of times a day, every year for years and years and years. That's why when they go out to actually perform, they really don't put too much thought into it.
Right.
Right? It is automatic. So then the question becomes, that there are, if we're talking about self-improvement, there are two main areas. One is physical health, the other one is mental health, right? And when it comes to physical health, naturally that means exercise.
Right.
How do we get off the couch and actually get ourselves to do something? When it comes to mental health, it can be a lot of things. It can be, for example, imposter syndrome. For those who may not know what imposter syndrome is, imagine a professional setting where you feel like, you know, I'm not good enough. I don't know what I'm doing. Sooner or later, they're going to find me out and I'm toast.
Right.
It's an awful feeling. Awful feeling. I had it once upon a time. So, you know, how do you change that? Well, if you imagine this big raging river, you're not going to put a dam in front of it. You're not just going to stop it. In other words, you're not just going to get up off the couch and start exercise. You're not just going to stop having these negative thoughts.
Right.
So you can't put a dam in front of it. You also can't curb it to go in a different direction. It's a big raging river.
Yes.
So the way we actually enact change, the way we literally rewire the brain,
yes,
is, in terms of exercise, you know, if we're talking about physical health, what we do is we start with very little things, very easy things to do. Like today, I'm going to take a 15-minute walk. Tomorrow, I'm going to take a 15-minute walk. Right? So what you're doing is that big river that's raging, you're starting to create this tiny little stream that comes off of that river.
Right.
Right. You're not trying to change the entire thing. You pretty much can't.
Right.
Once in a while, people will go through something very drastic, very traumatic, and they will change overnight. But that almost never happens.
Right.
Right. That is a very extreme circumstance. So we start drawing this tiny little stream coming off of that river. Psychologically, if we're talking about mental health, we do the same thing. So if you have an imposter syndrome, you know, I happened to be chatting with somebody a few days ago. They've been in the same company for 8 years. They just got promoted to this new role. And, you know, they said, I know that I have the qualifications for this. I know that I know what I'm doing, but I feel like an imposter, right? And so what you do is, right, that's that raging river of negative emotions, negative feelings. So what do you do? Well, this is where we go back to when we talked about affirmations last week, which is you don't just say, well, hold on, I'm good enough.
Right.
Because that's, you know, that's just a very nebulous concept. You know, you're just saying something for the sake of saying it.
Right.
You don't really believe it, right? We're not dumb enough to really believe that. Like, if I woke up every morning and said to myself, I don't know, I'm the greatest guitarist on earth. No matter how much I repeat that to myself, it's not going to work because I know it's not true, right? There's nothing concrete. So, but if you say, I can do this, you add the word because, and then you follow it up with factual evidence from your own life, then you start believing it, right? So for this person, one of the things they can do as well, they've been at this company for 8 years.
Right.
So when that thought of, you know, I feel like an imposter here, every time that comes up, in other words, every time you find yourself in that raging river,
Yes.
you counter that with something factual that says otherwise. So for this person, well, I've been here for 8 years. If I was an imposter, they would have figured me out by now and fired me.
Right.
Not only that, I've done such and such project. I've worked on mission critical things. I've improved this. I've improved that. I've gotten raises. I've gotten promotions. And on top of all these things, I've been given this promotion. I've been put into this position because both my peers and superiors obviously are convinced that I can do it.
Right.
So, what happens when you do that is, again, you start siphoning off a tiny little bit of water from that raging river off into this little stream to the side. And as we start repeating these things, right, so you start repeating these affirmations, or you start repeating the daily 15-minute walk, right? What you're doing now is that little stream that's coming off the river, you're enlarging it. Now it's becoming a bigger stream coming off the river.
Right.
With time, it becomes a small river coming off the big river. And
Right.
with more time, you actually are creating an even bigger river now in the positive direction. And now you're actually siphoning away all the water from that negative thought pattern to this positive thought pattern or this positive behavior, if we're talking about
Right.
exercise. And that's really what neuroplasticity is. But the longer you've engaged in a habit or an activity, the stronger that river is,
Yes.
right? The stronger that neurological pathway in your brain is.
Right.
And so it's not impossible to overcome behaviors, thought patterns that you've had for perhaps your entire life.
Right.
It just takes longer, right? And it's not harder because the mechanism is exactly the same. You counter the negative thoughts with a positive thought backed by some facts,
Right.
right? Because when it's backed by facts, no matter how you feel or think, well, you got to believe it. It's a fact,
Yeah.
right? If I'll pick something random that's easy. If you think of yourself as a lazy person and you look back on your job and you're like, man, you know, I constantly do 10 to 12 hour shifts.
Yeah.
Well, a lazy person doesn't do 12 hour shifts, right? I do 10, 12 hour shifts. I come home, I wash the dishes, I vacuum, you know, I take care of all my adult responsibilities, and then the next day I do it again.
Right.
The fact that you may sit on the couch watching TV for 2 or 3 hours after everything is done doesn't mean you're lazy. It just means you're tired,
Right.
right? You've spent 10, 12 hours working, then you've come home and you've taken care of home things. You're just tired, right? And so, again, you're finding the factual reasons why your thinking is incorrect. Like, well, what is the evidence that I'm not lazy? Oh, well, there it is. I work my butt off. And then I come home and I work my butt off at home.
Right.
That is the factual evidence. And so, yeah, so that's how you start to peel off water from that raging river and start redirecting it in a different direction. And that's ultimately the tool for improving ourselves in any way, whether it be physical, psychological, whatever it is, right? And ultimately, obviously, the goal is when we become better versions of ourselves, we can influence our life, our circumstances, so we start living the life we actually want, right? Because that's the ultimate goal, right? We want to live a happy life. One day on our deathbed, we want to look back and go, you know.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good, and I did the best I could, and I did it right. Right. There's no guarantee that all our wildest fantasies will come true. You know, that's a little bit out there.
Yeah.
But we all have the opportunity to live a more fulfilling life than we currently do. And that's the mechanism. It's neuroplasticity. It's, you know, how strong are those neurological pathways, and how do you change them? So, yeah, that's about it. It seems like it's a, I guess a lot of the kind of like mystery, I think, of changing your habits, is because a lot of people don't know about neuroplasticity. And when neuroplasticity is presented, it's presented in very medical-centric ways, right? So unless you're an MD, it kind of like, okay, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, you're saying a bunch of scientific stuff. Sounds great. I'm sure you know what you're talking about, but what the hell do I do with it? Well, this is what you do with it. So yeah, whatever it is that you want to change about yourself, again, start thinking about it in terms of redirecting little bits of water, you know, and if we're using physical exercise as the example, you know, people struggle with, well, I did this exercise, whatever it may be. I did it for 5 days. And then I didn't do anything for three. And now it's like, oh my God, it's all over. I've ruined it. I didn't do it every single day, so it's all down the drain. No. It's fine. Relax. You've already started peeling, you know, started redirecting that little bit of water. That's not going to go away for a while. The fact that you skip 3 days, that's okay. Today, go do your thing again. And, you know, in terms of how long these things take, again, it kind of depends on how ingrained a behavior is, you know, how strong that neural pathway is. But kind of like the general rule of thumb seems to be that I mean, medically, not, you know, not stuff that people randomly come up with. Medically speaking, there's a general rule of thumb that takes about a month for a new habit to form, right? So yeah, figure out what you want to change about yourself and start redirecting that water little by little.
I love it. So if we had to break this down in bullet points, let's maybe like in five bullet points, step one, what would you say for people who just listen to the whole conversation, if we want to just make it easy for them? Step one.
Step one is identify what you want to change about yourself.
Step two.
Step two is identify what's keeping you from making that change, right? If we're talking about thought patterns, well, it literally is that negative thought pattern. If we're talking about being physically well, it's because, well, I'm used to sitting on the couch and watching TV. Right. Step three is okay, what is the the opposite of this thing I'm trying to change? Meaning, what is the positive version that I'm trying to get to?
Right.
With exercise, obviously it's well, exercising, right?
Yeah.
Choose an exercise. It can be anything. I always tell people to just start walking. Walking is
Right.
the easiest thing and it has so many benefits. Just start walking.
Right.
If for nothing else, because walking builds that habit
Yes.
of, oh, I'm doing physically healthy things for myself, right? Once that habit is built, well, you can do whatever else you want with it, right? You can start
Right.
lifting weights, you can run marathons, you can do whatever. The key is to build that habit, to change that neural pathway.
Right.
In terms of, thinking patterns, it's again, what is it that's keeping me back? What is that challenge? And what is the opposite of it? In other words, what is that place I'm trying to get to? So if you're lacking confidence, what do I do to gain that confidence? With confidence specifically, so that there are, depending on what you're trying to change, there are different ways to go about it. With confidence, a lot of it is looking back, relying on your achievements, right? Looking back at the difficult things you've overcome,
Right.
right? If you're currently facing a challenge and you're like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I don't think I'm strong enough, blah, blah, blah. Go back to the most difficult thing you've ever done, right? Because now it becomes a matter of, well, hold on a second. I made it through that. Man, if I can make it through that, I bet I can make it through this.
Right.
All right, so that's the fourth step, is identifying what's the actual positive direction you want to steer yourself into.
Yeah.
And the fifth bullet point is simply start doing it.
Yes.
Right? Consistency matters. Consistency is very important because, again, if we're going to start siphoning water away from that raging river,
Right.
right? We don't want to create a tiny little stream and then leave it, because inevitably it's just going to go dry and nothing's going to happen, right?
Right.
So we have to work at it to make it bigger and bigger and bigger and start pulling that water, i.e., that thought pattern, start pulling it in the direction we want it to go in.
I like that.
And so consistency is critical, but you don't have to be an extremist. Consistency doesn't mean you have to be perfect 100% of the time.
Right. 100%.
No, nobody is perfect 100% of the time. The key is to be consistent. If you forget to do something one day, or you just don't have it in you, that's cool. No biggie. Pick it up again tomorrow. Listen, there are days where I don't want to exercise. I just don't have it in me. And it eats at me because I'm used to exercising every day.
Yeah.
But you know what? So be it. Some days I don't.
Right.
So, yeah. Identify what you want to change. Decide what you want to change it into. And start doing it.
I
So
love
it's really just three bullet points. I know
it.
you wanted five, but it's
That's
not that
okay.
complicated.
Tell everybody the services that you provide.
So I'm a confidence coach. That's actually slightly broader than it sounds. It touches it, it's a holistic program that deals with physical exercise, mental healthness, where we explore, various concepts. A lot of it depends on what the individual has, what challenges the individual is facing, because naturally we're all different. We focus on achievement, right? Defining directions, setting goals, creating a roadmap, and actually doing what we said we're going to do.
Right.
It's a 10-week program. Ultimately, the goal is to become a more confident person, because when we become more confident, all of a sudden life seems full of choices, right? Because when we feel good, when we know that we can take up a challenge, then we start doing things that maybe we always wanted to do but never did.
Right.
And when we start doing the things we've always wanted to do, that's when we start affecting our circumstances.
Right.
That's where we start building the life we actually want to live.
Right.
So there are many ways to go about it. I call it confidence. But yeah, I mean, the benefits of physical and mental health, they're across the board.
I love it. How can people get in touch with you?
Just go to my website, superself.me. My phone number is there. There's a link to my LinkedIn profile. There's a contact form naturally. They can go ahead and directly book a consultation. So yeah, just go to the website. Super easy.
I love it. Now, if we had to like emphasize on a couple of important factors before we go from the conversation that we had today, what are some things, that you'd like to emphasize?
The key is that I was going to say I think, but I don't think. I know. We overcomplicate a lot of stuff.
True.
Number one, a lot of things are actually a lot simpler than we think they are. That's the one highlight. The other highlight is that changing is actually easy. It simply takes time.
Yes.
It takes time and it takes consistency, right? If somebody tells you they're going to change your life overnight, they're a liar. I mean, okay, obviously, if you win a lottery, your life has changed overnight.
Right.
But again, that's an extreme circumstance. Whether it's changed for good or bad, that's a completely different story. But your life is literally changed overnight, right?
Right.
But it's an extreme, right? It's not something we rely on in life.
Yes.
The statistics, the chances of something like that happening are next to nothing. So yeah, things don't happen overnight. And becoming a new, better version of yourself, going into this idea and busting your butt for a month, and after a month going, oh, I'm not this amazing new person that I thought I was going to be.
Yeah.
I failed at it. I'm not good enough. I don't have it in me. No. No, that's not how it works. It takes time.
Right.
It takes time. It's not very difficult. It just takes time.
Yes. I agree.
So yeah, that's the highlight.
I love it. I love
Some
it.
things take more time than others,
Yes, true.
but the point is, it's not super difficult. It's just consistency.
Yes, 100%. So everybody, I want you to remember that it's superself.me, and we will put it in the description box. And if you like this podcast, please follow it. And Alex is always available to help anybody who is open to improving their life and gaining confidence and moving forward in the in their overall life. And I think I want to just thank you for coming on today because I think this is a great topic that you tapped on
Thank
to.
you.
It really, people love to hear about affirmations, but they have to l understand why sometimes they work and why sometimes they don't, and how to construct them so they do work for you. And I thought that was a great topic that you chose today. And I really look forward to talking to you soon. And once again, I just want to thank you. Thank you so much for
Thanks,
coming on
Stacey.
the show today. You have a
Appreciate it.
Oh, you're
Happy
very
twenty
welcome.
twenty five.
Yes, happy 2025. I can't believe it. Oh my goodness.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, you have a great day.
Thank you, you too.